Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the last program, I talked about Europe's goal to suppress free speech. But since then, things have gotten so much worse. Within just a few days, developments have occurred which are mind-boggling, which should wake everybody up who has eyes to see and ears to hear. Breitbart wrote on August 24, Telegram founder and CEO Pavel Durov was arrested in France on Saturday after his private jet landed at the Le Bourget airport, French media reported. Durov was arrested under a warrant related to various violations of his encrypted messaging service. The messaging app is reportedly under attack in Europe for the viral circulation of false information. He was accused of a lack of moderation. He goes on to say, Telegram has shielded itself from state moderation rules at a time when the European Union and the United States are putting pressure on major platforms to remove, quote-unquote, illegal content. Durov, who doesn't often sit down for interviews, spoke with Tucker Carlson in April, telling the former Fox News host that the Russian government was the first entity to demand that he censor speech via his other platform, VK, in an effort to quell protests in the country. We were requested to ban these protest organizing communities, and I refused, Durov explained. But that didn't go too well with the government. A few years from then, in 2013, we had a similar situation where you had these protests in Ukraine, where people, again, would use VK to organize themselves and go to the main square of the city and show their disagreement with the government. Durov continued. We received a demand from the Russian side saying, you have to give us the private data of the organizers of this protest. And our response was, wait a minute, this is a different country. We won't betray our Ukrainian users because you asked us to. We decided to refuse, and that didn't go too well with the Russian government either, he added. As a result, Durov chose to resign as the CEO of VK. Carlson reacted to Durov's arrest on a Saturday X post, writing, in the end, it was not Putin who arrested him for allowing the public to exercise free speech. It was a Western country, a Biden administration ally, an enthusiastic NATO member that locked him away. Pavel Durov sits in a French jail tonight, a living warning to any platform owner who refuses to censor the truth at the behest of governments and intel agencies, Carlson added. Darkness is descending fast on the formerly free world. And yes, darkness is descending fast on Europe. Of course, Europe was never really free, but now it has become very obvious that Europe is being held captive by none other than Satan the devil. Reuters wrote on August 25, Telegram was founded by Durov. It's based in Dubai. The encrypted application, with close to 1 billion users, is particularly influential in Russia, Ukraine, and the republics of the former Soviet Union. It is ranked as one of the major social media platforms after Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, TikTok, and WeChat. Durov, who is estimated by Forbes to have a fortune of $15.5 billion, said in April some governments had sought to pressure him, but the app should remain a neutral platform and not a player in geopolitics. Durov came up with the idea of an encrypted messaging app as a way to communicate while he faced pressure in Russia. His younger brother, Nikolai, designed the encryption. After Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Telegram has become the main source of unfiltered content from both sides about the war and the politics surrounding the conflict. The platform has become what some analysts call a virtual battlefield of the war, used heavily by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and his officials as well as the Russian government. Russia began blocking Telegram in 2018 after the app refused to comply with a court order granting state security services access to its users' encrypted messages. Telegram says it is committed to protecting user privacy and human rights such as freedom of speech and assembly. Durov has previously accused U.S. law enforcement agencies such as the FBI of seeking to get a backdoor into the platform. What else would be new? Musk, billionaire owner of X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, said that after reports of Durov's detention became public, it's 2030 in Europe, and you're being executed for liking a meme. I wonder whether it will take to 2030 for that to happen. The Guardian wrote on August 25, Elon Musk reposted a clip from that interview with Carlson, where Durov praised Musk's takeover of X as a great development. He followed up with a second tweet, Liberty, 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 question mark. In other words, freedom in France. According to Fox News, dated August 26, the arrest prompted swift outcry from free speech advocates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, Macron responded, according to Al Jazeera, dated August 25. Macron insisted that there was no political motive, that it was not a political decision, and that Durov had been detained as part of a judicial inquiry. Have you not heard something very similar when it comes to the cases against Donald Trump? Goes on to say, I have seen false information regarding France following the arrest of Pavel Durov. France is deeply committed to freedom of expression and communication, he said. I'll come back to that in a moment. First, let me read to you from an article by Austria's Report 24, dated August 26. While Telegram CEO Pavel Durov was arrested in France, Rumble boss Chris Pavlovsky departed Europe. Elon Musk could be next on the list. In the new age of censorship and surveillance, there is no place for privacy and freedom of expression. Europe is returning to dangerous ways of thinking. In the past, countless people from the old continent fled across the Atlantic to the New World to be safe from religious or political persecution. In the meantime, European politicians present themselves as democratic and liberal, but as a result of the leftward shift in the political party system, they seem to prefer to rely again on repression against those who think differently and on total surveillance. Pavel Durov was targeted because he stood up against the total surveillance by authorities and secret services on his platform and protected freedom of expression. But there is no room for that in Europe, for censoring and control-hungry politicians. And then it concludes, all of this raises a question of when the French and European authorities will also want to take appropriate measures against Elon Musk. After all, the tech billionaire is also an advocate for the greatest possible freedom of the press and freedom of expression. However, this is something that no longer has a place in Europe. A woke, left liberal, and green-minded totalitarianism will prevail there in the future, this Austrian paper concluded. The New York Post wrote on August 27, Americans should be worried. French investigators were quick to assure the public that this was most certainly not a political detention, which means it most certainly was. Durov is a seasoned veteran in the fight to protect free speech and association. Elon Musk has dealt with similar threats by foreign entities, demanding he crack down on his platform or else. We can expect that European-style censorship will find a welcoming audience in the DC swamp. The message of Durov's detention is simple. Hand over the data of the private citizenry, monitor and police their free speech, or face political persecution. We cannot allow our long-standing freedom of speech and assembly to become subject to European laws or lawmakers, and certainly not to the whims of globalists at the United Nations or in Davos. Durov is a walking target for refusing to capitulate to the surveillance state. The Associated Press added on August 28, because it's not just France. In 2022, Germany issued fines of $5 million against Telegram's operators for failing to establish a lawful way to reporting illegal content or the name and entity in Germany to receive official communication. And then News wrote on August 28, it's a worrying development. And the OK people have to worry about being visited by the police for sharing posts on X. In Germany, citizens who criticize the government are being sued. And in France, the founder of the messenger service has now been arrested. The reason? He would not take sufficient action against criminal activities on his platform. Now, the next shock for freedom of expression. The CEO of the Canadian video platform Rumble, Chris Pavlovsky, decided to leave Europe in the wake of Durov's arrest. On X, he writes, France has already threatened Rumble. Now they have crossed the red line by arresting Telegram's CEO. Rumble will not tolerate this behavior and will fight by every legal means for freedom of expression, which is a universal human right. We are currently fighting in court in France and hope for Pavel Durov's early release. Pavlovsky's video portal, an alternative to YouTube, was banned in France in 2022 and is still in legal battle with the country. The Rumble CEO accuses French President Emmanuel Macron of lying. We had to shut down Rumble in France because you show no commitment to freedom of expression. He is responding to the president's statement that Durov's arrest was legal and that France is deeply committed to freedom of expression. Yeah, well, freedom of expression when it comes to the appalling opening and closing ceremonies during the last Olympics in France, perhaps. Continuing. Rumble has been working with Donald Trump's Truth Social network since 2021, and the current proposed Vice President J.D. Vance has already invested in the video platform. And so to conclude with quoting from articles, here is the latest by the Associated Press dated August 28. French authorities handed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov 6 preliminary charges Wednesday for allowing alleged criminal activity on his messaging app. In other words, he isn't accused of having done anything himself, and barred him from leaving France pending further investigation. So he avoided jail time for now with a 5 million euro bail, but he must check in at a police station twice a week. If you don't call that harassment, how do you call it? Is Europe descending into an authoritarian dictatorship? It most certainly is. And the Bible prophesies it's going to get worse, much worse than that. In fact, what we are going to experience in Europe very soon is the worst of all possible scenarios, much worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany in World War II. We have prepared a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy, the Unfolding of End Time Events. Please order a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.